Well, praise the Lord and greetings to you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We invite you to worship with us here at Mount Calvary Miracle Temple Apostolic Church, where our pastor is the Honorable District Elder Johnny Magnus. Please enjoy the wonderful Word of God. God bless you.
God being inside you of what makes those things happen. Hallelujah. I thank God. God is good all the time.
Yes, He Amen. Is.
Don't want to be before you long. Amen. I really have a short message. Hallelujah. You be on your way. Hallelujah. But if God throws extra stuff in there, that's just that God. But I want to bring your attention to, amen, a scripture in Ephesians, 5th chapter, amen, coming from, I was going to start at 17, but I think I'll go ahead and start at 15. And we're going to go down to, amen, 20. Hallelujah. Well, we're going to end up there. Hallelujah. Ephesians 5, 15 through 20. Hallelujah. That's where our subject would be. In. Hallelujah. Amen. And it starts out, seeing then that ye walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil.
Yes, Lord.
Wherefore, be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of God is. And be not drunk with wine, wherefore is in excess, but be ye filled with the Spirit.
Right.
Speaking to yourself in psalms, in hymns, and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord.
Yes.
Giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you. We glorify you. We praise you, Lord. Thank you for all that you do in our lives. Hallelujah. How you are walking in and out, searching and letting us know that you hear, you see, and you know what needs to be done in our lives, and helping us to make more good decisions, and Lord, directing us. Hallelujah. Thank you for lighting up our path. Thank you for letting us see the light. Thank you for moving the clouds and let us see clearly in Jesus' name. Lord, we praise you, glorify you, lift you up. Thank you to, amen, keep on doing what you do. We know you will, because you're a God that doesn't change. You're a God that's always the same. You are a God that has been, amen, the same from day one to now. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, we praise you forevermore. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. God is a good God.
Yes, He is.
And He's good all the time. You will never hear the opposite of that. He is good and worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Amen. We got to understand one thing. God is number one. He's always been number one. He's always going to be number one.
Right.
Hallelujah. As long as we make Him number one in our life, amen, everything in our life will continually be blessed.
Yes.
It will just get better and better and better and better and better. The Bible says, I never seen the righteous forsaken, nor a seed beg for bread. Amen. When you get with Jesus, when you let Him have total control of your life, amen, that's when things start happening in your life. That's when things start changing in your life. That's when things get better in your life. Amen. And I do not regret a moment that I got saved. And I haven't been always good, but God blessed me to come back to Him. Amen. And He blessed me with the Holy Ghost. I don't know how I existed before. Amen. But God has been with me, and He's blessed me, and I'm still seeing the blessings. Hallelujah. Every day with Jesus is always better than the day before.
Right, right.
And you will see blessing after blessing after blessing after blessing after blessing.
Yes.
And you will come to think, just as a lot of you, of everyone here has come to know, is God will keep His promises.
Yes, He will.
God will do what His word said He would do.
Yes.
God will be in your life and will help you make right decisions. Amen. When I get an unction to make a left turn, I stop questioning it. I just make that left turn. I don't question it no more. I used to question God. God, why you want me to turn that way? I normally go this way. I stopped doing that because God let me know He knows right. He knows what's right. Amen. Then come to find out there was a wreck up there. Or come to find out that there was a shooting up there. Come to find out, amen, something happened in that direction that I didn't need to be in. Hallelujah. But when you listen to God and not yourself, things happen a whole lot better than they would have if you didn't do it. Amen. But in this scripture, it's talking about how we should be thinking and how we should be acting and what we should be doing. Amen. Wherefore be ye not unwise, but understanding. Oh, well, let me start back at the beginning. Hallelujah. Seeing then that ye walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise. Amen. We want to be wise. We want to do things right. We want to, amen, make sure we're following the right path that God wants us to go. Amen. A lot of people, amen, just like me, when I was young, I didn't know what I wanted to do, what I wanted my career to be, or anything, but I had a feeling that I liked this one particular thing. I liked working on things. I had that feeling, and I didn't know what to do with it, but just work on things. So, you know, the first thing I ever worked on was the doorbell in my parents' house. And I took it down, you know, because I'm wondering, why come the doorbell don't work?
All right.
You know, why come the doorbell don't work? So I just took up a ball myself to just look at it, and I took it down and I started messing with it. Now I'm 10 or so years old, and I don't know what I'm doing. All I'm doing is I'm messing with it and moving things and seeing why come this is not working. So needless to say, the doorbell didn't get fixed. But, amen. But that's when I started messing with things. And when things would break, I would take it apart, and I'd be looking at it. I didn't really know what I was doing, but I knew I wanted to fix it. I just wanted to fix it. Later on, as I started watching home shows, shows that this old house, shows that build things, shows that showed you how to make things happen that you ordinarily wouldn't see happen. Amen. I started learning a little bit how to make this stuff work. Hallelujah. And things just got better from there. But it wasn't until I got in high school and I took the, I believe it, ACT test. Amen. And, you know, I got, you know, lower scores in this area. I got average scores in this area. But in this one area, my grades just shot through the roof. And I'm like, what is that? And I remember taking the test, and I remember saying to myself, wow, this is easy right here. I just ran through it. Like, because I was just doing good in it. And I knew I was doing good in it. And when the ACT scores came in, and the guy that showed you what your test means, he told me, he said, you are within the, let me see, how do you say it? 80%, how do you say it? He said it like, you know, 80% of the country is under you in this area.
Percentile.
You have this ability of understanding of this type of thing. And I said, well, what is that? Because I had no clue. When I was doing it, I understood it, but I didn't know what it meant. And he said, well, you have mechanical ability. You can see things other people don't see. You can fix things. People that do this, they work in electrical, they work in mechanical, they work in engineering, they work in those fields that are technical. And I'm like, oh. And that's when God let me know that's the direction I want to go in. But my father, he said, no, you don't need to do that. You need to go in air conditioning refrigeration, which is kind of technical. But that was where my heart was. My heart was in electronics. So he kind of pushed me in air conditioning refrigeration. And I thank God for that, because in that, I did learn some of the stuff for electrical. So I went with it, but then as we got deeper into it, I wasn't really into it. And my grades started falling. And I came to a point where I had to do something, so I switched into electrical. And when I did that, my grades shot through the roof. So I was able to do what I wanted to do. Amen. But the thing is, you got to do what God is calling you to do.
Amen.
If God has shown you that you excel in a certain area, you need to go ahead and get in that area. Amen. Make sure that it's a legal area. Make sure it ain't something that that's against the law, you know. But we got to be mindful, and this is a part of the scripture. You got to be wise. Don't let me see that I'm a good liar, and I wanna say, okay, I'm good at lying. I can make money lying. I can show make some good money lying. I'm gonna just get in there. But then I read the Bible and say, be wise. Not as fools. And you lie enough, you will get in trouble. So, you know, I thought, mechanical ability, okay, that's nothing wrong with that. I can get in there. Okay. So, amen. And it says, not that, being wise. Redeeming the time because the days are evil. If you watch TV, radio, or listen to the news, if you... Amen. Hear the noise, the stuff that's going on in your own households. Hear the stuff that's going on in other households. Hear what's going on in that city, this city. Amen. That state, this state. Hallelujah. Other countries, third world war countries. Anywhere. Amen. You know the days are evil.
Right.
That people are doing totally strange, crazy, wicked things.
Right.
All kind of imaginations. A man is just going wild, straight crazy. You think the devil himself is inside the person. And man's self cases, it probably is. Amen. But we got to be careful, amen, that we're not part of that.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. The days are evil.
Yes.
Wherefore, by ye not... Wherefore, be ye not unwise, but understanding that the will of the Lord is. We need to know what the will of the Lord is.
Amen.
Amen. Especially for us in our lives. Amen. If you don't know what the will of the Lord is, you're in the right place. You're here at the right time.
Amen.
You will hear the will of the Lord for your life. Because one, it's for you to be saved. It's for me to be saved. And it's for you to get baptized in his name.
Amen.
And we know that name is Jesus.
Amen.
And not only that, but the will also is, it's time to receive the precious gift of the Holy Ghost.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
That's what the will of the Lord is. Amen. We need to understand that will. And not only understand that will, but understand that once we've done all of that, amen, now it's time to live a saved, sanctified life. Now, just like me, my saved, sanctified life wasn't always perfect. Still, I still got some wrinkles in there that I need to iron out. Amen. But the Bible says, he that endures to the end, the same shall be saved. So I need to get better and better and better at being what I'm supposed to be in Christ. Amen. If I lied 10 times last week, I'm going to try and cut that down to 5 times this week. Maybe less than that. Amen. Amen. We got to get better at living holy. We got to get better at being sanctified. We got to get better at letting our light shine so that all men may see our good works and glorify our Father which is in heaven. Amen. That needs to happen in our lives. Amen. They need to see us. And they need to see us doing something good. They need to see us doing something wise. They need to see us talking right. Amen. They need to see us doing things right. They need to see us walking right. Amen. My daughter, she gonna hate that I said this, but she came to Tulsa, and they know that I know that they are not actually living what they're supposed to live.
All right.
They already know that. They know that I understand what they're trying to say, that they're young and they want to just experience life and they just want to, you know. But I tell them, I said, now, I brought you to church every day of your life.
Right.
And you saw how my life was. Amen. Trying to live this life. And you know that you never see me drunk. You never see me smoke. You never see me go to jail. You never see, not because it couldn't happen, because I was careful not to make it happen. You know, I was trying to follow God. So you never see any of those things. Therefore, you never see our household go without. Amen. If something needs to be paid, it got paid. It might not have got paid late, but it got paid. If we ran out of something, we might not have had it at that moment, but we got it eventually.
Amen.
Amen. We needed water, we got water. We needed milk, we got milk. We needed food, we got food. Amen. It didn't always come when we wanted it, but it came before we ran out, maybe before we went hungry. But God blessed. So every time something happened in our life, God blessed. Now, think about your life right now. Think about all the things that went through, that you went through in your life. How many mess ups did you have? How many? So I'm telling them, said, now how many stuff that happened in your life that you wish never happened? And they can count on their fingers. You know, how many times they can count. Amen. And they're not happy about it. So, in conclusion, they know living this life, even though it might not be likable, even though it might be a little tough at times, even though you may get some results that are a little messed up, you will win in the end. You will get deliverance in the end. Amen. I had a lot of close calls going to jail. But I didn't end up in jail because the grace of God. Because God blessed me, my heart was in the right place, and I'm trying to do all I can. And when the thing, when the chips were down, something happened, and I didn't end up there. Amen. A lot of times I could have been killed. And many people that told the pastor, "Pastor, he's sleeping and he's driving." You know, I could have been dead a long time ago. But God blessed me. God blessed me. I didn't have any wrecks, you know, during those times. Never had a wreck. I had some close calls, but I never had a wreck. Amen. There's a lot of times something bad could have happened to me, but something bad could have happened to all of us. Amen. The devil's running wild and crazy. He's trying to get anybody he can get. He even got Job. God said, "Go ahead." And Job, he said, "Only not his life. You can't take his life."
Yes.
So the devil put the boils on him, took everything, took his kids, took his livestock, took everything.
Yes.
All he had was the wife. All he had was a wife who came to him with the devil in her heart. And she said the very last blow, "Curse your God and die." But Job stayed faithful.
Right.
And that's the thing, y'all. We got to stay faithful.
Amen.
We got to stay faithful.
Right.
We cannot let the devil put us in a bad situation. Amen. When we know our deliverance is coming.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Going on. I stayed too long on that. I'm sorry. Hallelujah. Okay. Yes, okay. And be not drunk with wine, wherefore is the excess, but be filled with the Spirit.
Right.
Amen. It's important to be filled with the Spirit.
Hallelujah.
Speaking to yourself in songs.
Uh-huh.
Amen. You should have a daily life. Amen. Reading songs. Hearing those words, those wisdom words, those words that tell you how we should go, how we should talk, how we should be, amen. Being respectful, being, amen, happy all the time, amen. How can you not, you know, when even doctors tell you when you're happy, your body's better for it,
yes.
Amen. The Bible even talks about, amen, your body being blessed because you're in a happy spirit, amen. But we gotta listen to what the Bible says, because it's truth in that.
Yes.
It's truth. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Songs and in hymns. Amen. Sister Zandra likes us to read all the hymns of these songs. And she got that from Deacon Lampkin, who will sing every line of those songs. All the lines. The first verse, the second verse, the third verse, the fourth verse. If there's a fifth verse, he would throw it in there.
Amen.
Amen. But those songs say something to, you know, how the person was thinking when he wrote that song.
Right.
Amen. We get in those songs, we will find something for us.
Yes.
Amen. God, you're going to see your blessing. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Yeah. Spiritual soul, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord.
Right.
To the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Now, you almost could have said, "Oh, I can sing almost anything. I can do almost anything, you know, sing whatever song." But now it said, in your heart to the Lord.
Right.
So all these songs need to be talking about Jesus.
Right.
All these songs should be singing about Jesus. All these songs should be in some way or another let you know what life is going to be with Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. So we need to mark that. Hallelujah. Giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. God deserves all the praise.
Yes,
he deserves all the glory.
Hallelujah.
He deserves everything you could possibly give him. There is nothing that we own. There is nothing that we did ourselves. God did it all.
Amen.
And if it came from your hand, it's because God let it go through your hand.
Yes.
Amen. Any money you have ever made, it was through God, through your hand, through another person's hand. Any wisdom that you got came from God originally. Amen. Any thought of goodness came from God. There's a scripture. Every good and perfect gift comes from above. Amen. God, amen, did it all. He did it all for you. He did it all for me. He did it all for everyone. Amen. Who wouldn't serve a God like this? Who wouldn't serve a God like this? The God of the universe. The God of everything. Amen. You may not think he's the God of everything, but he is the God of everything. Amen. He is the ultimate. He is number one. He is the I am that I am. Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, and every single letter that's in between. Hallelujah. He is everything. We can't move without him. We can't think without him. We can't talk without him. We can't hear without him. We can't see without him. He is everything. Amen. And we got to give him the glory. We got to give him the praise. Amen. You can wake up one day and can't move. I woke up one day and I couldn't get out of bed. I could not get out of bed. I tried, but every time I moved, my back was in excruciating pain. And I got that from deep, Amen. He had a toothache and he was in excruciating pain. So, amen. But I had excruciating pain. And I said to myself, I'm Christian at this time. I'm saying, I'm getting out of this bed. I'm getting, because the Lord said I can. So I did, but I ended up on the floor. And once I ended up on the floor, I said, I'm getting off this floor. And the Lord helped me get off the floor. And I started trying to walk. It was painful, but I started walking. And the more I walked, the better I got. The more I walked, the better I got. Amen. And I told myself, amen. And it says you need to speak to yourself. Mm-hmm. Amen. I need to go to the doctor. And there's no other doctor better than Jesus.
Right. Hallelujah.
But this time I was thinking, I need to go to a real doctor. I need to go to a doctor to tell me something. Amen. That Jesus talked to me through him. Amen. And eventually I did, because it happened to me twice. And when it happened to me the second time, I said, oh, I got to go now. And then when I made the appointment, they said, well, we don't have an opening for 2 weeks. And I said, you know what? When I got this the first time, eventually it left. And right now, I'm not feeling the pain no more. So, you know, when I actually come, I'm not going to be feeling it. So how is he going to know what's wrong? And he said, well, you could counsel it or whatever. I said, no, I'm coming. So I came and he told me, he said, you have a degenerating disc and it's always going to get worse. The older you get, it's just going to get worse. And most people have surgery, or you just let it be. And I knew it was coming and going, so I really wasn't that concerned, but I knew God could fix anything.
Right.
And he told me, he said, but this is what I want you to do. I want you to do these exercises. And if you do these exercises, you will feel better. I started doing those exercises as if God told me to do those exercises. And I tell you what, when I started doing those exercises, it was more than 30 years later that I started feeling any kind of pain again from my back. 30 years later. So exercising is a key. And then when I start feeling a little something come back, I start doing those exercises again. Amen. I don't let those exercises stop. I got a whole room dedicated to exercising.
Amen.
So when God tells you through another person, and we know when those things happen, we had a little kid here who told us something that came directly from God. And we were all shocked. How did this kid know? But it was just God. So no matter where it comes from, if you know it came from God, listen to it.
Amen.
Let it marinate in your head. Amen. And obey what the will of the Lord is. Amen. Because that's what we want to do. Obey God's will.
Right.
Amen. Hallelujah. I thank and praise the Lord. You know, I've had a blessed life. I've seen some crazy messed up stuff. But I've seen God come through every single time. I see him deliver. I see him save. I see him, amen, do things like, I'm like, this guy helped me. Where did he go? What happened to him? He was just right here. And he helped me do something. And I'm like, turned around and he was gone.
Hallelujah.
I'm telling you what I see with my own eyes. What I experienced my own self. Not what someone told me, but what I actually seen. I tell you what, God is working on our behalf. And he may send an angel on your behalf to do something that nobody else can do. God can do anything. Anything. I used to limit God. I said, well, God's not going to talk to me. It's 2,000, thousands and thousands of people out there. God is concerned with me. But I found out he is concerned.
Amen.
He is very concerned.
Right.
And he will, amen, work on your behalf.
Amen.
I thank God. I'm done. Amen. I want you to know, amen, that giving thanks always for all things
right.
are important.
Yes, it is.
The good, the bad, and the ugly. There's a lot of ugly out there.
Right.
A lot of ugly out there.
Yes.
And if we don't be wise,
yes.
as God wants us to, if we don't be careful,
yes.
as God wants us to, if we don't always be mindful of what the scripture says about this, amen. If you don't